Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Power Show. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed, and I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest today is Donna Jewett, and she is a nutritional educator. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am so happy to be a part of this Powerful Women. It gives me energy just thinking about it.
So me too.
I love it. Thank you.
Me too. Now, people can find you at gethealthysolutions.myshaklee.com, and it's S-H-A-K-L-E-E?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Now, you know, people have been really focused on health and wellness, mm-hmm. you know, for a pretty long time, many years. But you began your journey in the health and wellness industry over 33 years ago. Now, how did you decide to get involved?
Well, actually, I probably grew up with the health and wellness.
Yes, because your mom.
My mom was an organic gardener. She actually started the first recycling in Hingham, by the way. I used to live in Hingham way back in the 1960s, and she was way ahead of her time because she knew about pesticides. She went organic. She was doing all of the things you should do in terms of making, you know, the right decisions, and she was so great at cooking everything. We'd try these crazy dishes. I'd be eating milkweed pods and things like that, and we'd have, you have to try something different every day.
Was a real pioneer.
She was definitely a
which
pioneer.
Which is not usual.
Yes, yeah, and it's interesting because she really didn't have a college education, but she was so passionate about the environment that that sort of projected on me, and so as I grew up, I didn't realize how much she had influenced me. Until now, we're actually living in her home, my parents' home, on the Cape, mm-hmm. and I inherited her organic gardener. So we've been gardening, and I've learned a lot about gardening. I have to tell you, there's a lot of frustrations, and part of the whole thing is my husband as well is into the alternative energy. So we put in a solar home.
We did too.
Yeah, I know mm-hmm. you did. Isn't that wonderful?
I
and this
know.
Is what more people need to do.
When we first met, we talked
that's
about solar.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And we are actually 95% off the grid now. Mm-hmm. Plus, we have a solar thermal greenhouse. And we have hydroponics, so we can continue to grow our own food mm-hmm. all year round. Which
all year round?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think what happened, though, for me, I was a home ec teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was a single mom, and I was, let's just say, I was struggling.
A little bit.
A little mm-hmm. bit. And I was teaching junior high and high school kids. And, mm-hmm. and anybody who has teenagers, you can probably relate to this.
Now, how many kids do you have?
Aha. Uh-huh. I have one who I adopted, and my husband has 10. Three biological, seven adopted, and between us we have 18 grandchildren.
Oh my
gosh. So that keeps us busy as well.
I had no idea. I've known you for so long, I had no idea.
Well,
oh my gosh.
So as a home ec teacher, mm-hmm. Here I was, and I was trying to, you know, do the right thing. And so I said, one of my students' mothers, you know, introduced me to some environmentally friendly products because that's what I wanted. I didn't want to, you know, be putting Clorox and some of these other things down my drain, and I didn't want my child to be exposed to some of these things. And that's when I was first introduced to Shaklee. And she looked at me and she said, "Donna, you looked a little stressed." And I said, "You know what? Let's see now. I'm working 40 hours a week. I'm mm-hmm. getting my master's degree, commuting to Framingham. I'm working with teenagers. I'm trying to have a social life. I'm concerned about my financial needs."
Yeah, well-being.
And mm-hmm. and so she said, "Well, do you take vitamins?" I said, "No, I don't need vitamins." I said, "You know, I grow my own food. I eat organically. I do all the right things." I was, and being a home ec teacher, of course, we didn't believe in vitamins. And doctors don't believe in vitamins either because they think it's just expensive urine. And I said, "Well, let's see now." She said, "You know what you might want to do is just give these a try. And if you don't feel better in 30 days, you're going to get your money back." I said, ah, I'm on. I'm going to do that because you know what? I know I'm going to get my money back.
Yeah.
Because I figured, hey, this isn't going to work. So I
Well, you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. And at that point, I didn't have much money, so I couldn't really afford much. And I said, oh, yeah, I'll get my money back. This will be fine. So I tried the vitamins, and I felt better after a couple of weeks. She said, Donna, you might try a few more of those Bs. You know, Bs are called the happy vitamins. It helps with stress. And I said, all right, you know, I'll try it. I'll give it a couple of weeks. And the month went by, and she came back, and she said, how are you doing? I said, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I can deal with these kids. I go home to my daughter, who I used to, you know, say, go take a nap because I needed some rest time. I had more energy. I was feeling so much better. That was 33 years ago, and I haven't looked back because I will segue into the fact that, you know, I thought I had job security.
Yeah. And what happened with the school administration?
Exactly. I was the head of the home ec department. I had been there for 16 years. And I did all of the, you know, food, nutrition, personal family living, child development, I did the consumer education, all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And they decided to cut the whole department. I said, oh, my God.
How did you feel about that?
I was absolutely devastated initially.
And they never brought it back, did they?
Nope. They put computers in. And I said, you know what? This is really a shame because, you know, when I think about this, I said, these kids are losing out on so much. And, of course, we're seeing that today.
I loved it. I took home ec.
You know, it's funny. Either people loved home ec or they hated it.
Oh, I loved it.
And I'm glad to know you're one of the people who loved it because I think it's important.
I loved both. I loved the cooking and the sewing.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, and I did the whole life family skills because that's a key thing. And people need to know how to, you know, buy a home and do all the other kinds of things. And we did role playing as far as, you know, have the kids get married off and then they had to carry an egg baby around. All that. Anyways.
Egg baby.
Yes.
All
those fun things so that they had a sense of what it was like to raise a family.
But they eliminated the position.
Mm-hmm. And I said, uh-oh, what am I going to do now? Mm-hmm. And so I was in terms of being old enough, you know, I wasn't ready to retire. So
yeah.
I went to work for the boards of health and in tobacco control. And I helped, you know, in terms of getting 14 communities actually from, I was in Ayer, Mass, and I lived in Harvard and I went all the way to Ashburnham. So I had 14 communities that I helped to go smoke free.
Yeah, I read that on
and
your LinkedIn
And I said,
page.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I was dealing with the press. I was dealing with the public. I was dealing with a lot of issues and legislature, you know, all kinds of stuff. But I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. But I was also able to get my health insurance and get my retirement, which still wasn't much. But at the same time, I didn't, you know, I did that for like 6 years. So that gave me a chance to do some of these things.
And now how do you feel or what are your thoughts on how we actually are educating the children today in the school systems? Because there is no home economics there.
You know, it's really, really interesting. All you need to do is look around and see what's happening in our society. Mm-hmm. Do kids know how to cook? Do kids know how to sew?
Mm-hmm.
Do kids know how to buy a home?
Yeah.
You know, and what I just did a credit for life thing at one of the high schools, and it was great because I had the nutrition piece of that, and the kids had a simulation. They came up with their job. You know, they were going to be a teacher, for instance. This was their salary. They had to figure out their budget, how much they had to spend on food, how much they had to spend on housing, how much they spent on insurance, and then, of course, you had the luxuries, and the kids loved it. The town loved it. And it was something that we need to have. We need to get back into the schools.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's not being taught.
I know.
And I think it's a big waste and it's a big shame because these kids are the ones who are losing out. And you know what? They need this. And they don't know how to cook.
Yeah.
So, and the parents aren't cooking. Everybody's, you know, it's fast food.
Well,
everything.
I am.
Good for you.
I probably about 4 or 5 nights a week.
That's wonderful.
You know, definitely, twice on the weekends. And then during the week gets kind of crazy with, you know, shuffling the kids around.
Now,
and
do the kids help you cook? Are you teaching them as well?
I'm kind of, inadvertently sort of here and there sharing different ingredients. But we try to all from scratch.
Right. Now, how old are they?
15, 13, 8 and 6.
Perfect. Oh my goodness.
So they're
you know what the hormones are like then.
Yes, and they're watching us and they're you know, we're talking, what would you like to have for dinner tonight, and they have their vote and stuff like that. So and we're doing a lot more fish than we are any kind of red meat.
Okay.
Well,
again, I would encourage you to get them involved and have them take
in
a meal
in the cooking process.
Take a meal a night. Say, "Hey, you know, what's your daughter's name?"
Well, I don't know if I'm ready for that. I don't know if I'm ready for that. Her name is Greenlee. But we're going to have to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we can talk a little bit more about cooking. But I do want to talk about energy and vitamin D.
Surely. Okay.
So we're going to take a quick break. We are with Donna Jewett. Thank you. She's a nutritional educator. And you can find her at gethealthysolutions.myshaklee.com. And Shaklee is S-H-A-K-L-E-E. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And you're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
What if you could have more energy, shed inches in a healthy way, and get rid of the toxins in your home? Hi, I'm Donna Jewett, nutritional educator, and I've partnered with the number one natural nutrition company and the first real green company in the U.S. I can teach you how to have better health in just 31 days. Visit me at gethealthysolutions.myshaklee.com. I'm passionately committed to helping you, your family, and the planet. Together, we can help you to achieve your goals. Contact me today at gethealthysolutions.myshaklee.com.
Be part of the 9th Annual Healthy Living Expo in Plymouth on Sunday, April 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Plymouth Radisson Waterfront Hotel. Attendees learn ideas and activities for leading a healthier, happier life. Explore fitness, yoga, readings, healing, jewelry, nutrition, Reiki, massage, essential oils, anti-aging, and so much more. Learn all about the Healthy Living Expo at myhealthylivingmag.com. Exhibitors call 781-834-2728 and get involved today.
Are you willing to stretch and release the shadows of your past? Are you willing to go beyond your limitations? Some of the most profound lessons are from the teachings of pain. No matter how diverse the human experience, no matter how complicated life goes on, getting on with it, that is the hard part. Like pain, hope is boundless. Discover how to transform emotional despair into a glorious transformation of self-love, reclaiming a deep connection to living again. I'm Cindy Barg. For consultations, please go to gettingbeyondlifestuff.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are with Donna Jewett today, and she is a nutritional educator, and you can visit her at gethealthysolutions.myshaklee.com. Again, Shaklee is S-H-A-K-L-E-E. Now, we were talking about, before we went to break, about cooking with the kids, and I think it's a great idea, and I'll introduce it on the weekend, not during the week, though.
That's fine,
But before we talk about energy and vitamin D, you're very passionate about, you know, living a, you know, a balanced, healthy lifestyle, you know, throughout, whether it's eating or chemicals in your house or, you know, the solar on your, everything you're doing just exudes healthy living.
Thank you.
So how do you describe, you know, a healthy, active aging?
Okay. I like to feel that I walk the talk.
I know you do. I can see that you do, definitely.
So I like to describe my own life. And every morning, I do some meditation. I do some yoga. I will get out and do some sort of exercise. My husband and I will have some time together. We're also building the business together. So he's with me. We consult. We check in with each other. Mm-hmm. We have our smoothie in the morning, and that's our healthy breakfast that gets us going. And basically, we love to travel. We love to, you know, get out and see things. We went to Costa Rica, and we did Energizing Bodies and Minds. And,
nice.
And we're looking to be snowbirds probably next year for a little bit to get away from this lovely winter, which I can't stand. I can't believe it, because we're half a mile off the road. So when we have a storm, we run out of power. And that's why we have the backup with the solar and all the other things. But, you know, it just takes a lot of time and energy to keep the fire going and all the other kind of things that we do. But so I think spending time with my children and my grandchildren, that is so key. But I love having the time to do volunteer work. And what I've been doing now is I'm going out to the schools and I'm helping them to establish schoolyard gardens. I actually wrote a grant for one of the schools. We had $4,000 to get schoolyard gardens going. And so the kids could grow their own food. They could taste things, see where they came from. You know, I used to work at Coonamesset Farm. I did that for 8 years. And I gave tours of the farm so kids, again, could find out hey, you mean a carrot grows under the ground?
Oh,
peas, they come out of pods? I thought they came out of cans, you know? And it just, and the kids have no clue where their food even comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I really enjoy doing is getting out and giving that education to the children and giving them a chance to try things. When my grandkids come, I have a fairy garden. And they come up to the fairy garden and they'll, you know, bring things to the fairy. And then I bring them up to the garden and teach them about, you know, picking things and having them try fresh fruit.
And kids, and something new.
Something new, yeah. Mm-hmm. And kids said they don't like lettuce. Well, they love my lettuce.
Mm.
And, you know, because, hey, it does taste different. And this is really good. So if the kids have an opportunity to do this, again, here we can help our grandkids. And that's one of the things I think healthy aging for me is being able to reach out and look back and see what I can do now to help others so that they can improve their lives as well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely down the generations.
Yeah.
I mean, you want your kids and your kids' kids and their kids' kids to,
right.
to live healthy
and
lifestyles.
That's what my mother did. I mean, she showed me the first earthworm, and now I do vermicomposting with the schools.
Oh.
And when I bring those into the schools, the kids love it because, you know, even you get the kids that have special needs, they go crazy. They see these worms and they think, oh, this is fun. And get the hands dirty, you know.
So oh, my gosh.
That's the kind of stuff we really want to share with our
yes.
children and our grandchildren because they don't get that anymore. They're sitting in front of the computers and they've got their texting and they're doing all this other stuff and they don't get their hands dirty. They
mm-hmm.
don't get to get out enough and play.
Now, what do you recommend to your clients to achieve, you know, more energy?
Okay. And I think, you know, one of the things we talked about is we call the energy thieves.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And obviously, you know, when we're going through this, we're being overfed and undernourished is one of the problems that we have. Michael Pollan said, he said, eat food, not much, mostly plants.
Mm-hmm.
And I would add organic
mm-hmm.
grains,
mm-hmm.
limit your dairy and your meat. I think it's great that you're doing more fish.
More fish, yeah.
But also you need to be careful because you only should be fish once or twice a week because of the mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's in a lot of different things. So you really have to be careful with that. And then, you know, consider some supplements to fill the gaps if you can't get everything you need. But that's always good. Sleep is important because
yes.
that,
mm-hmm.
you know, how many of us get 7 to 8 hours sleep a night, you know?
Mm. It's, well, it's I did last night.
Oh, good. I didn't. I wonder why. No. But it definitely improves the immune system and heart health, memory, and even has something to do with your weight, by the way, if you don't
mm-hmm.
get enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I believe that.
Yep. And
now,
also, there's a couple more things.
These
are more energy thieves, all right?
Okay.
You need to stay hydrated.
Mm.
And part of that is, I have my water right over here, but the number one cause of fatigue is dehydration.
Oh.
So you should take your weight, divide it by two. That's the number of ounces of water you should be drinking a day.
Oh.
Because that's going to help to flush out the toxins. It's also going to help
Love
in
that.
Terms of not being hungry. And it's also going to keep your mind clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 37% of us think we're hungry. So if you just drink water, you're actually going to reduce some of those cravings.
Yeah, I believe that.
And that's going to be key. And as I said, another energy thief, stress.
Mm.
All right.
Well, how we can't all avoid stress.
Well, you know, it's how we look at stress.
Yep.
Stress
mm-hmm.
can be there, but it's how you look at it and how you deal with it and what
yes.
you do about it.
And because being stressful or being overwhelmed is almost a choice.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, many of our health problems are caused because it's prolonged stress. It's that we're not dealing with this. We're continuing to allow that stress to build up. And that's when we get heart disease, skin disorders, autoimmune issues.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
all of these things are affected because of stress. And
mm-hmm.
I think probably the doctors find that's the most common complaint when people go into their office because they're stressed and it's the side effects of these.
Now, what's the vitamin that can help with stress? Is it
B? I have one for you.
Or is it D? Is it D?
B is the happy vitamin.
Okay.
But I also have something called stress relief complex, which is
okay.
wonderful. And actually it's ashwagandha and some natural herbs.
Mm-hmm.
But it does in 10 and 15 minutes. It just makes you more focused and more relaxed. And I thought, oh, you know what? I took a couple this morning before I
yes,
came here. I said,
yeah.
okay, I'm going to be relaxed and focused. And it does
very
help
good.
And one last thing is an energy thief not enough exercise.
Mm, yep.
And here again, I heard your show the other day with the indoor surfing.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I thought, well, this is great because here you find something you enjoy. If you find something you enjoy, go for it. If you like dancing, if you like Zumba, if you like kayaking, what I do, we play tennis twice a week. We do swimming. We do all these kind of things. But basically, just get those muscles going because sarcopenia is something that your muscles start deteriorating at the age of 40 and on. And we start losing the muscle. So we need to build that muscle up and keep that going. Otherwise, you're going to continue to lose it.
Yeah.
And so those are what we call the energy thieves. And I think we're all saying, oh, I'm tired. You know, mm-hmm. I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But if we start to look at our lives and what we're doing, then it's going to make a huge difference.
Okay. So what about vitamin D? We're going to have to go to a break. But,
okay.
Real quick, in about a minute, what can we learn about vitamin D? Because, vitamin D comes from the sun.
Yep.
And we're all putting on sunscreen.
Right.
So
right.
How are you going to get that vitamin D? We all have to have a supplement now.
Okay. And actually, you're right in some ways. But what I'm going to suggest, now, this may not go over the radio very well because you might have to get out in the nude. No, I'm saying, basically, what you want to do is get 15 to 20 minutes of exposure of sun. And you say, what about sunscreen? Put it on your face. Let the mm-hmm. rest of the body, because every cell in your body can make vitamin D, let the rest of the body absorb that vitamin D rays. And that's going to help to convert that. So you'll be actually getting the vitamin D. But, you know, between the months of October and April, those of us who live north of Atlanta, Georgia, are not getting our vitamin D. So we really need to supplement. And I'm looking at 2,000 IUs a day.
Yes.
And it's going to make a huge difference in terms of people's health. It's one of the few.
And not getting sick.
It's one of the few vitamins that the doctors are now recommending. Guess what? Mm. They recognize that we have to take supplements. Isn't that something?
Finally.
It is amazing.
All right. Well, we're going to have to go to a quick break.
Okay.
And we're going to come back and talk some more about lots of different things that are healthy education from Donna Jewett. She's a nutritional educator, and she you can find her at gethealthysolutions.myshaklee.com. Shaklee is S-H-A-K-L-E-E. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, so keep that power button on right here on 95.9 WATD.
What if you could have more energy, shed inches in a healthy way, and get rid of the toxins in your home? Hi, I'm Donna Jewett, nutritional educator, and I've partnered with the number one natural nutrition company and the first real green company in the U.S. I can teach you how to have better health in just 31 days. Visit me at gethealthysolutions.myshaklee.com. I'm passionately committed to helping you, your family, and the planet. Together, we can help you to achieve your goals. Contact me today at gethealthysolutions.myshaklee.com.
The Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce is a business organization with over 750 members across the Lower South Shore. They exist to serve not only local businesses, but the community at large. They offer a variety of business networking opportunities, sound a strong voice on local and regional business issues, offer educational seminars and special programs to their members. They also develop and support economic initiatives that improve the overall quality of life in the region. Join the Plymouth Area Chamber today. For more information, visit plymouthchamber.com.
Are you a passionate business owner struggling with how to make your marketing communications more powerful? Do you wonder if they are working to bring in new customers? Hi, I'm Laura Willis of Willis Works Communications. All of us are bombarded with brand messages and images every day, making it harder to attract more business. As a brand strategist, I use a combination of both art and science to help you authentically connect with more customers. To build a more passion-focused, powerful brand that will help your business grow, email me at laura@willis-works.com.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are with Donna Jewett, and she is a nutritional educator, full of knowledge and just a wealth of knowledge. You can find her at gethealthysolutions.myshaklee.com. And, you know, you have so much knowledge that you bring to the table. For your clients, what do they like the most about the information that you provide?
Okay. Basically, I'm trying to empower people to take charge of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help them. I say, we guide, you decide. And what I do is I look at
the whole
picture. You know, we call the optimal health wellness circle. And you look at their stress level. You look at their amount of sleep that they're getting, their positive mental attitude. You're going to look at their food, their diet, their supplementation, their weight issues. Mm-hmm. And all of those things combined are going to make a huge difference in terms of their overall health. It's not about one thing. It's about all the things that they're doing in their lives. Because mm-hmm. you can't just say, okay, you know, you got a health challenge. Let's see what we can do about this. And then I'll just, you know, recommend something like a doctor would give you a prescription. Yeah. No, we don't do that.
You take a snapshot of everything.
Yes. And mm-hmm. we like to look at that whole picture. And I think people appreciate that because I'll say, hey, you know, you've got allergies and asthma issues. Let's see what we can do about your environment. And that's when we can start talking about cleaning up your environment, looking around at the things that are in your home that might be causing this. I mean, I've had someone who had severe allergies and they were having seizures and all the other stuff. It turned out it was a carpet in the bedroom that was outgassing. And someone else who had, you know, other issues with allergies and it, you know, something as simple as the food that they were eating. Mm-hmm. And they were allergic to milk. Duh, you know.
And milk is not listed as milk on every package.
No, and you've got a lot.
It's listed as whey.
Yep.
It's listed as what else?
Oh, there's a lot.
You really need to research.
Yeah, read the mm-hmm. labels again and that's all part of it too. But I think and helping people with their weight has been a major thing because we're now working with a doctor and she has, you know, recommending our products to her patients and having them come. And we have a support group every week. And it's so wonderful to see these people who, you know, really had given up, I think, on their own health and mm-hmm. to see them start to shed the inches. I say shed the inches. I don't like to say lose weight because this is, you know, we're looking at weight management. We're looking at lifestyle changes. Mm. This is what people need to look at. It's not about losing how many pounds can I lose.
I know. I like to say shrinking. I'm just trying to shrink.
Shrinking and shedding those inches. And what we've done, we have a product called Shaklee 180. And basically, this is our weight management program. And it's got leucine. Leucine is amino acid that helps you to keep the muscle. We talked about losing muscle, right? Mm-hmm. And shed the inches because muscle equals metabolism. Metabolism helps you the muscle helps you to break down and actually lose the weight faster. So we're seeing people drop sizes in their clothing and they'd say, oh my God, I lost 3 inches on my waist today. You know, this week, I should say.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, I've got people that have been doing this. And what's nice about this is a program that's you get the before. I have Jane who she was 225 pounds and mm-hmm. she's single mom, two kids. You know, here she was struggling and she said, you know, Donna, you got to help me. I've got to get healthy for my kids because I need to provide for them. And she was cleaning houses for a living. I said, okay, Jane, look, you know, this is something that you can start to do on your own. So I worked with her diet. We got rid of the Cokes and the meat and some of the other stuff that people
soda.
The sodas.
Oh, my gosh.
But we started switching over to healthier decisions. And within a year, she actually had dropped 80 pounds.
Wow.
And she's keeping
very healthy, though.
Healthy.
One year. 1 year was a long time to drop that weight.
1 to 2 pounds a week. Mm-hmm. That's what you're looking at. When you're looking at weight management, you don't want to, these diets that say, oh, you're going to lose 8 pounds in a week, you know, forget it. You're not going to keep it off. It's going to come right back on again. 1 to 2 pounds a week is really what you want to look at because that's something that's going to be healthy, sustainable. And by the way, we're getting a lot of health benefits from this. And so Jane came to me this year and we were having a meeting and telling people, I said, Jane, you got to just come and show everybody how she would look so sexy. And she said, I got rid of my boyfriend and I feel so much better.
Got rid of the weight and got rid of the boyfriend, the anchor.
But that's what I love doing about this because I can see people's lives change.
Yeah.
I can see that actually I'm making a difference in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I think so many other people that, you know, I've helped with diabetics. Actually, I got a diabetic off her insulin.
Wow.
Because
that's impressive.
She just did the vitamins. She did the 180 smoothies. And she was able to get off her insulin. So that's incredible.
That is very impressive.
Yeah. And you get all the other benefits for losing weight, you know, is the joint issues. And you've got the... Diabetes is one of the major causes of this is one of the things that's going to tank our economy. Do you know how much it costs for the average diabetic to support them from a health point of view?
I don't know.
$13,500 a year.
A year.
And we have something like 79 million pre-diabetic people out there. Mm. That's going to bankrupt our country.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start doing something now. We need to start addressing the whole mm-hmm. fork and mouth diseases.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because here again, heart disease,
mm-hmm.
number one cause. Cancer, another issue. Diabetes,
mm-hmm.
stroke, those are the four leading causes of death. All relate to what? What you're eating.
Food. Well, I have to say that I know that a lot of foods have chemicals on them.
Yeah.
But I have to say that I refuse to live my life so fearful of touching or eating anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to, you know, be knowledgeable and apply some important things and changes that we can make. But I just can't. You can get overwhelmed and it's debilitating to have so much information that's out there, and I just don't want to be afraid. I'm still going to eat at a restaurant.
Sure.
I still eat at restaurants. I'm still going to purchase food at the grocery store.
Okay.
And I'm still going to eat a brownie if somebody offers me a brownie.
And
you know what I mean?
I would eat a brownie too, but let's go back there. You go to a restaurant. You have choices on the menu. You can ask for a salad. You can ask
mm-hmm.
if the fish is farm raised or, you know, where's it come from?
Yeah.
You know, you can go to the grocery store. By the way, you have choices in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You can see if something's organic or not organic.
Yeah.
You know, and you have a chance.
But organic nowadays is not even really organic.
It has to be certified organic, all right? And that's there.
By the time it arrives at the grocery store.
But unfortunately, what we're finding with a lot of other kinds of fruits and vegetables, the average tomato travels 1,500 miles. It's gassed.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, oranges are injected with dyes. I mean,
I know.
So we're looking at our food supply, which is totally deteriorated. We're not getting the nutrients we need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you eat an orange, but yet it's not, you're not getting the vitamin C that you need because you don't know which side of the tree it grew on, whether it got the night, whether it's cut on.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so you need to, when you do these choices,
mm-hmm.
you need to be aware as a consumer.
Yes.
You need to make healthy choices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is all about, because we need
And not live in fear, though.
Not live in fear.
Not live in fear. Live in hope. Live in hope.
The fear is when you don't have control.
Mm-hmm.
You have control.
Mm-hmm.
You have control of your life and your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You can decide that this is what I want to do. And if you go into the grocery store with that mindset and say, I'm going to not go down the middle of those aisles. I'm going to
mm-hmm. All the way around
the outside, mm-hmm. and I am going to pick the most nutritious things I can find
mm-hmm.
and look at the label. Unfortunately, I used to spend hours just reading labels, and then now I found some products that I can trust and things that I can look for, and that's what I just go for those.
Yes.
But there's a lot of stuff that's out there, and the average consumer is just overwhelmed with stuff, and they're in and out of the grocery store. They don't really care. They just throw stuff in, and you can tell. I always say to the checkout people said, if you look at the people, what they have in their basket, you can tell about their health.
That's right.
If they got the sodas and the potato chips and all the other stuff, guess what?
All right. Well, we're going to hold that thought right there. We're
going
to have to take a quick break.
Yep.
We're with Donna Jewett, and she is a nutritional educator. And you're listening to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. So keep that power button on right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you ready to shake up your workout? Surf Inside Studio is the place to be and offers the newest and greatest workout everyone is talking about. Come get on board, on an indoor surfboard that is, without water and without sharks. At Surf Inside Studio, we will help you embrace the instability of the board while you engage your core throughout a full body workout. Surf Inside Studio is in the Pembroke Crossing Plaza at 15 Columbia Road in Pembroke. Register today for your complimentary first class at surfinsidestudio.com. Or call 781-424-5932.
Got photos? Physical photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Are you personally and professionally fulfilled? Big. Believe. Inspire. Grow offers a visionary path for women entrepreneurs.
It is a rapidly growing business support, education, and networking organization for women. BIG is comprised of a large community of hundreds of intelligent, creative, and entrepreneurial women who want to share their business ideas and build upon their professional dreams. The organization offers more than 50 local community meetings each month across 6 states, ongoing regional networking events, as well as an interactive and informative website. Visit BelieveInspireGrow.com today.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are with Donna Jewett, who is a nutritional educator with Shaklee, and you can find her at gethealthysolutions.myshaklee.com, and Shaklee is S-H-A-K-L-E-E. And I have a statistic that I want to read, but first, is there something as far as your home, what we can do today, you know, if the listener can just do one thing to eliminate mm-hmm. out of their home, what would be your suggestion just to eliminate one thing?
Okay. I actually have one product that will do lots of different things.
Okay.
And it's called Basic H.
Okay. But what can we eliminate in
then our... That will actually eliminate your household cleaners, your Windex, all of it will eliminate your 409, your Fantastic, your Comet, your
and
all the things.
And it's one product.
It's one product that's in one little bottle that mm-hmm. you dilute. You put 2 drops in a 16-ounce spray bottle, and you've got a window cleaner.
Oh.
You put 1/4 teaspoon in another bottle, and you've got an all-purpose cleaner. You put 1.5 teaspoons in another spray bottle, and you have a degreaser.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you can just take all the products out from underneath your sink and put them in the hazardous waste,
mm-hmm.
and because I wouldn't pour them down the drain. One of the problems is we're contaminating our all the stuff that we're putting down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we look and we switch to stuff that are green. Shaklee has been green for almost 60 years.
That's a long time.
And they've been doing this for such a long time. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of greenwashing out there. But we have something called a Get Clean Bucket. And basically, it's just to switch over all of your products that into one little kit. And I give
one
this
product.
Out. This is one product, but there's other products for, you know, for laundry and dishwasher and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Automatic dishwasher. But basically, the one Basic H will do so many different things. And it wash your fruits and vegetables. We were just talking about issues with fruits and vegetables and how mm-hmm. do you, if you can't get organic, what do you do? And I don't know if that's a good time to
Well, yep. I love this little thing, this card that you gave me that says the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15.
Yep.
So there's, and people can, you know, get this information. I don't want to read the whole list, but on the Dirty Dozen, celery and peaches are listed as dirty, and the clean is onions and avocados. So there are certain products that are clean products.
Actually,
the lowest amount of pesticides.
They can find this on the Environmental Working Group website.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And on that, they also give a list of personal care items that you should watch out for. Because, again, the Environmental Working Group is it's non-funded. It's
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's a group it's an advocacy group. And I love this because I give this to people and I say, look, you know, if you can't buy organic, this is what you would do, because these are your Dirty Dozen that you'd have to, you know, you'd have to do something to clean up. Otherwise, you've got the Clean 15, and those are safer. Because think about how much, like, a strawberry absorbs all the pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But not watermelon.
Right.
Because it's got the outer shell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got different kinds of foods that you can do that. So as far as, you know, they call me Mother Earth's apprentice. And that's because I am so passionate about the earth. And I think one of the things that I really would hope everyone would consider is switching to more green cleaning products. And that's everything mm-hmm. from your dishwasher, because that stuff has phosphates in it, goes into our...
Well, and a lot of the things on the shelves say that they're green. And they're not.
They're not.
So Shaklee in order to be, quote, green,
right.
you have to follow certain guidelines.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so if you see it's something on the shelf that says it's, you know, green or environmentally safe or all natural, you have to flip it around to the back and actually read it. And and then you a paragraph of ingredients that you can't pronounce.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's that's what you really have to be aware of. And you can actually tell sometimes by even the smell. I mean, you walk down that aisle
mm-hmm.
that I don't even go down that aisle. I don't have to go down that aisle anymore in the supermarket. And that stuff is all closed, but yet you're still inhaling this. We wonder why we have so much ADD and ADHD, asthma, allergies. Guess what? it's all related back to our environmental toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, I've had kids that I've worked with that I've cleaned up their environment. They switched over to some of the Shaklee products. We cleaned up their diet. And guess what? The asthma went away.
ADD.
I even had a kid with autism. And he is just a changed person because we changed the laundry detergent that he was using.
In your environment, you can change.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's what you need to look at. I mean, there are certain things now with the BPA issues, and that's another thing you want to be careful is the plastic and the cans and all the stuff where BPA is leaching into our...
Oh, I read about that.
Yeah, into our bodies. And again, bottled water, that is probably the worst thing we can be doing. It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, all those plastic bottles are going to go around the earth and they're not going to disappear.
I know. They're in the oceans, yeah, I heard, on Captain Lou's show.
Yeah.
And I know.
But if you filter your own water at the source, that's the best way you can do that. And, you know, we are all concerned about getting fresh water, and we're running out of water, by the way. So we need to also beware of not using these bottled water sources because it's draining other people's wells. It's draining.
Well, I buy the bottled water, but I recycle the bottles.
So
I don't buy them by the caseload. I just buy one if I need water. I mean, if I'm somewhere and I'm thirsty, I'd rather buy a bottle of water than not have water at all.
Guess what? I bring mine with me. I have reverse
osmosis.
But
if I forget, is what I'm saying.
Right.
If I forget and I'm somewhere and I forgot to bring my water, you know, better to have water.
Unfortunately, there's no EPA controls over, or that's no better than tap water. And I actually worked at the Board of Health, we had bottled water coming in. We tested the water. It had lead, arsenic, and other things you don't even want to know about.
We're coming to a close here on the show, but I feel like you've got to have some balance. So there's people like you that are so full of information and knowledge, and I feel like it's my duty to be a little bit ignorant and just to have that balance, because you know so much and I don't know that much, but I just can't live my life in fear. I'm still going to buy a bottled water off the shelf, you know, because if I'm thirsty, I need to have water.
I agree.
You know?
But I think we can all make choices. We can all make decisions. We all need to look at what's going on in our environment and what's happening to our environment. And why is that? Right?
Yes.
And if we each do our own little step, you know, no one can do everything.
Yes.
But everyone can do something.
Something. Yes.
And
I feel very strongly about
that. And that's something that we each need to be able to be, to take charge and to do something that will make a difference for, not only for ourselves, but for our children.
Yes.
That's where I'm coming from. I feel like we need to protect this planet.
That's right.
For the future. And, you know, bottled water.
And you have a lot of grandkids.
I have a lot of grandkids.
That you need to protect.
Yes.
Well, we are out of time,
Donna.
Thank
you, Nicole.
I am so sorry we're out of time. We could talk about this forever, I feel like. We are out of time. And I do want to thank you, Donna, for being here. And I want to thank you for listening and recognizing powerful women such as Donna. And you can find her again at gethealthysolutions.myshaklee.com. And Shaklee, again, is Shaklee. You can find all of us on facebook.com/powerfulwomenrevealed. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.
Thank you.